At the beginning of the school year, students in Ina Ziegler's class hated being stuck with the ESL label. Anytime Ziegler even mentioned the word ESL, referring to English as a second language, a few of them would protest. That was before the class entered the community spotlight. As part of their coursework, they produced 6 documentaries proposing solutions to poverty. Here is junior Hafsa Abdi.
One thing I learned is that if we educate our community and everybody, poverty will end. But if we don't do that, then it will just keep going until we do something about it.
By the time the school year was out, their message had reached community leaders, state senators, and even Nobel laureate Shirin Ebadi, who was Iran's first female judge. Ebadi heard the students at the annual Peace Jam Youth Leadership Conference, which draws about 2,000 people.
So I was amazed, like, how many people cared about it. There was, like, a lot of people from all over the world. They all came together to, like, help end poverty.
Poverty isn't an abstract issue for the students. A couple of them are already parents. 2 others work full-time, working after class from 4 until midnight, and then getting up early in the morning to go to school and do it all again. Here is Ziegler.
Throughout this 6 months, students were really thinking very deeply about this issue and really challenging, I think, some perceptions that they had before or some ideas that they had before, and really working together to develop a more nuanced and detailed understanding of this issue.
Some students were a bit shy about being interviewed. Junior George Riera drafted a comment in advance and read it from his cell phone.
Poverty is all over the world, not just here in the USA, but with one difference, we can change the world.
During a classroom debate, students decided that education was the single best vehicle for ending poverty.
We did the research, it became education, because like the more people that's on unemployment needed education, and some of them were dropouts.
This is senior Farah Farah.
If they would have went to college and then get their degree, or like, then they would have had better jobs. They would have been like more successful with their lives.
To produce the documentaries, the students interviewed everyone from the school principal to a homeless outreach worker. One student told her own story. She said she nearly dropped out of school, thinking it would give her son a better life. A neighbor stepped in to help pay for her apartment and cover other expenses so she could stay in school. Senior Chan Roxerwat said he often saw poverty in his old North Minneapolis neighborhood, where he could hear neighbors loudly arguing. He said education is particularly important for new immigrant families.
A lot of parents, they don't really have education, like they don't know English, so they start going to, you know, to get jobs or to work somewhere just to get the money. And that leads us to education important for their children. If their parents don't have enough education, their kid probably, you know, fall off the track, you know, drop out of school.
The documentaries gained a wider audience than the students or their teacher ever anticipated. A community forum at the Eastside Food Co-op in Northeast Minneapolis was the students' idea, and they were surprised to see their local city council member, school board member, state senator, and state representative in the audience. Here is Farah again.
First, you know, I thought it was a little project that we just did for the neighborhood. Everybody thought it was a big deal, and so it was great. And we feel like we were winners. We picked the right topic.
Here is senior Ala Talib.
I mean, it's a major issue in our society, and we have to really think about it, like, take it seriously. And yeah, and hopefully we'll try to make it less as much as we can. I went to sleep last night, tired from the fight. I've been fighting for tomorrow all my life. Yeah, I woke up this morning feeling brand new.
This is Michelle Brook for KFAI.
It's a new day. 10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.